Excelsior on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I'd been in some sticky situations in my time, and so had Cutts. But this was the worst. We'd chased Max Rubenstein's car to that quarry by the road leading to his country house. But we only arrived in time to find him dead in his burning car at the bottom of it. Then, as we were leaving to get hold of the Norfolk police, the complications set in. Demetrius, Yachty Blum, and another thug were there at the quarry too. And after what Cutts and I had seen, the death of Max Rubenstein couldn't be made to look like an accident anymore. So, just as we were about to drive off, Demetrius made his appearance, with a gun, at the window of my car with Yachty on the other side. Cutts and I couldn't do a thing. Demetrius and the others got into the back of the car and told us to drive off in the direction of the main road. Then he stopped us and told us to get out. He walked us across the road to the edge of a ditch and made his farewell speech. I can feel the muscles of my back crawling now when I waited for those shots. And then they came. Four of them. But I didn't feel a thing. I stood there for a second that seemed like an eternity, and then...
Keene, make a run for it! Run for it!
Get them, Yelfiet!
I'm not seeing them!
Cuts, get Demetrius! Never mind the others, get Demetrius!
Yelfiet, where are you, Yelfiet?
Here's one of them.
Don't let them get away. Where are you with that gun? Don't let them get away, Cuts.
No, I can't see a thing, sir. They've made a bolt for it. All but this one.
Hmm? Who is it?
It's Gessner. She got Gessner.
Dead?
Yes, sir.
Which way did the other two go?
They were making for the road, sir.
Well, into the car, quickly. Come on.
What about the other car?
Margaret Ridgeway.
Yes, but what about the other car?
Never mind about that. We'll pick it up later. Get into this one.
All right.
Quickly.
All right, coming.
Oh, the devil did you come to be here, Margaret?
Cutts and I came down from London together. He gave me this pistol.
Yes, I know that, but how did you happen to be there just at the right moment?
Oh, I should have done better. I missed them. Oh, if only I'd been able to shoot this rotten thing.
You got one of them.
Yes, but the wrong one. Cutts told me to be terribly careful, and when I saw the lights of your car coming, I pulled off the road and waited. Then I caught a glimpse of you driving in the moonlight and with the other men in the back, so I followed you with my lights out.
Hmm. She saved our bacon, Cutts.
Oh, that she did, sir.
The moon went under a cloud just as I was taking aim. I heard every word they said. They were going to shoot you in that ditch like dogs.
Keep your eyes open, Cutts. See anything of them on your side?
Nothing this side, sir.
Where are we going now?
Hogglestock Police Station. They can't get out of this area on foot, and in 15 minutes we'll have the roads blocked for miles around.
Are you frightfully annoyed with me, Keene? Oh, there they stood in the moonlight, and I had to take six shots, but only hit one of them. I was terrified. I thought I might hit you or Cutts.
Annoyed with you for pulling us out of that? Oh, no, we're not annoyed with you, Margaret.
Come into the main road now, Major. Should we stop and have a look around?
No time. They burned Rubenstein's car, so they must have another one somewhere about. We'll go full steam for Hogglestock and hope we're in time to head them off. Hold on now. I want to be in Hogglestock in 5 minutes, so here we go.
Bookman! Bookman.
Yes? Everything all right?
No. Get going. Get going, man. Keene and Cutts turned up. We were going to get rid of them. Did you hear the shooting?
Yeah. What happened?
Someone started shooting us from the trees on the side of the road. We couldn't see a thing. Had to run for it. Gaston was shot. Now listen to me. Keene will know we have a car somewhere and block the roads. We may just have time to get out of the area before they set their blocks up. But it's going to be touch and go. I'll drive to the junction of the Crabtree Road and go on past the quarry we've just come from. We'll cut across to the trunk road where we can travel fast. We're not stopping. We're not stopping for police or anything else. Not now. Rubenstein's dead. Gassner's dead. The loot's at the sanatorium and we can sail with the tide early in the morning. So I don't care how many county police we have to shoot. We're getting to London tonight. Here's the corner for Crabtree Road. Turn right here, Bookman, and drive as hard as you can.
That's right. Yes. Now listen, if you get your blokes up quickly, you're bound to head them off. All right. Yes, but cover every road out of the district, major or minor. Get a call out in the air if possible. And warn every man concerned that these fellows are desperate and won't hesitate to shoot on sight. All right. Our headquarters are right here at Hogglestock Police Station till something happens. Well, there's not much we can do now for a minute or two except wait. Well, what's the matter with you, Cutts?
Just thinking, sir.
Come on, out with it.
Well, you're here taking charge, sir. According to Colonel Fentress, you didn't even ought to be here at all, sir.
I'll worry about Colonel Fentress after I know whether Demetrius has escaped or not. Oh, when I think of it. There he was for 10 minutes, not 18 inches from me. And from you, Cutts. And there wasn't a thing we could do.
I know you're blaming me.
Oh, are you still here?
Of course I'm here. Where the deuce did you expect me to be?
Sorry.
Well, if you're trying to say what an unutterable fool I am not to be able to shoot 3 men dead with a pistol I've only handled once or twice before, why don't you say it?
Look, girl, all I know is we had 3 of those thugs, Demetrius, Yachty Blum, and the third chap, right in the hollow of our hands.
You were about to be shot in the back, so you tumbled into the ditch.
But when you started blazing away, good Lord, surprises everything. With any sort of luck, Cutts and I should have been able to turn around and grab the 3 of them.
All right, I let you down. It's my fault you haven't this Demetrius person here this minute. I'm sorry. Do you hear me? I'm sorry. And the next time I go shooting to save your beastly life...
Here. What the devil's the matter now?
Here they are with Gessner's body, sir.
Oh, do they have to drag the chap in here? Listen, you fellows, can't you take him anywhere else?
Is that the man I shot?
Of course it is, girl.
Oh.
Grab her, Major.
Cutts, why don't you tell me to have some sense occasionally? The girl's fainted.
Yes, sir. Maybe she's not used to shooting guns in the middle of the night, sir.
What we all need, perhaps, is a drink. See what you can do, will you, Cutts, while I look after Miss Ridgway? Oh, if only that damned phone would go with news of some sort. They can't escape, they can't. They're in this area and they can't escape. We have to get them to night, Cutts, and do you know why?
Maybe I do, sir.
They killed Max Rubenstein, so they must have his loot. And with his loot, there's nothing left to keep them in the country. We have to get them to night, Cutts.
You need a drink as much as Miss Ridgway, sir. Demetrius isn't going to get away from us. Not tonight, or any other night.
Well, I hope you're right. By Godfrey, I hope you're right. Oh, Cutts, do get a drink, will you? I'm strung up like a fiddle string. Get a drink somewhere, will you? There's a
Stop here a minute, Bookman. Yachty?
Yeah?
Up ahead there. What do you make of it? A car drawn up across the road?
Yeah.
All right. Get out. We'll give you 10 minutes to get into position. Then we'll switch on our lights as we drive towards it. 10 minutes. And don't make any mistakes. Because we get away... Or we stay in this country forever, depending on whether or not we get past that roadblock. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
All right, get out now. I'll be covering them in case they make it difficult for you. 10 minutes.
I fix them.
All right, Bookman. I suggest a cigarette. One needs steady nerves on a night like this. Who could it have been shooting from cover back there in the quarry? That's what I'd like to know. Who was it shooting from cover?
I'm all right, Keen. Has anything happened yet?
Not yet. You'd better take it easily. Well, I shouldn't have hacked at you just now.
It wasn't you. It was the sight of that man they brought in, Gessner. I hadn't realized I actually shot someone. Oh, Keen.
Yes, this is a rotten business from first to last, Margaret. You should never have been in it. You should never have gone to the Red Feathers Club, and you should never have come with Cutts tonight. What the deuce possessed you? It's no affair for you to be mixed up in.
But I want to be mixed up in it. You're in it, aren't you, Keen?
Too deep.
You'll keep after Demetrius, no matter what they do to you at the embankment, won't you?
Yes, till I catch him.
Because of Haiti?
I suppose so.
Do you really love her?
Look, Margaret, what sort of subject is this in a country police station at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Do you love her?
Well, yes, I do. Why should it matter to you?
Oh, you blind fool. What do you think I came chasing after you with Cutts for? You should know. I've shown you over and over again. If only you had the sense to see.
You don't know what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying only too well. Oh, Keane, what's going to happen to you when you do get this gang and learn the truth about it?
I know the truth about Haiti. I won't listen to any more of it, not now or any other time. That's why I have to pin that butcher down, to prove I'm right and that I've been right all the time.
That's why you're going on like a caged animal now. You're waiting to hear from your roadblocks that they've caught him.
We have to get him tonight. He has his loot and we don't even know where he's been hiding. We have to get him tonight, Margaret. He got into the country and he knows how to get out of it again. Yes, what is it, Cutts?
Car just came in from the trunk road, sir.
Well?
Demetrius and two other men showed up at the roadblock outside Ambleside, sir. They got through. And it was half an hour ago, so we'd better face it. We've lost them. Again.
That was a little after 2 o'clock in the morning. By 2:30, I was on my way back to the embankment with Cutts and Margaret Ridgway, with Colonel Fentress waiting to know why I'd gone counter to orders and let Demetrius slip through my fingers as well. Yes, it was a bad night all round, but there was someone else waiting for us, too. Eustace Manningly, the informer, was waiting, with the information I'd been after above everything else. Demetrius hadn't escaped yet.
The informer tell Gregory Keane. Listen to the next chapter in this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.